Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year, Genesis to Revelation in 365 Lessons. My name is Shane, and this is Lesson 38, Deuteronomy 7:6. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be His people, His treasured possession. For many years, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, often despised by the people who owned them. Then they wandered in the desert for about 40 years, a people without a homeland. Others looked down on them, and they may have looked down on themselves. But they were so valued by God that He called them His treasured possession. Since God is the owner of everything, there is nothing we can give Him that He does not already have, except our hearts. When a sinner gives their heart to God, God is so enriched that the sinner becomes His treasured possession. You might not be treasured by anyone else, but if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are treasured by God. Deuteronomy 8:3, Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. After fasting 40 days, Jesus was hungrier than most people will ever be. But when the devil told him to satisfy his hunger by turning stones into bread, he quoted this verse to him. From this we learn that it is more important to feed our souls than it is to feed our bodies. If we have to choose between breakfast and the Bible, we should always choose the Bible. It is better to have a full soul and an empty stomach than to have a full stomach and an empty soul. Getting through the Bible seems like a difficult task, but it is not so hard if we read it daily. By reading a chapter of the Bible almost every day, we can get through the whole Bible in under 4 years. If we do this repeatedly, we are likely to read the whole Bible several times before we die. Deuteronomy 8:4, Your clothes did not wear out during these 40 years. God did miracles for His people as they journeyed to the Promised Land. He fed them bread from heaven and gave them water from a rock. These were obvious miracles for everyone to see, but they may have missed a more subtle miracle. God kept their clothes from wearing out during the entire 40 years. When we get to heaven and review our lives, we will see much of what God did for us that escaped our notice. God is always doing more than we realize, and we should thank Him daily. Thank you, Father, for your many acts of kindness that escape my notice. Thank you for always doing more for me than I can see or understand. Deuteronomy 10:16, Do not be stiff-necked any longer. God frequently accused His people of being stiff-necked. Their problem was not medical, but a rebellious attitude. They were like animals that refused to be directed by their owners. Many years ago, I rode a horse that was intent on going its own way. When I pulled to the right, it stiffened its neck. When I pulled to the left, it did the same. It even went under a low-hanging branch in order to knock me off. That horse made me angry. A proper animal responds to a gentle tug on the reins and brings joy to its owner. We cannot be guided by God if we insist on our own way. Instead of being stiff-necked, we should learn to pray like Christ. Not my will, but yours be done. Deuteronomy 14:1, You are the children of the Lord your God. This is the highest possible status and also the happiest. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, wrote John. When we understand who and whose we are because of Jesus Christ, we will want to live accordingly. The king's son behaved badly and felt ashamed. He confided in his father, who offered wise advice. No one is surprised when common people misbehave. That is what common people do. But if you remember that you are royalty, then you will behave royally. Never forget who and whose you are, he said. God also wants his children to have a clear identity, so he tells us plainly, You are the children of the Lord your God. Thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year. We want everyone in the world to have a Bible and to learn the Bible. For more information, click on the donate page. And thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year.